Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, who is dressed very flowery today in beautiful purples and greens and yellows and oranges. And there are amazing, beautiful flowers of similar colors in here from Rebecca Sidlowski from Rooted Flower Farm in Hadley on 47 south of Route 9. Rebecca, these are gorgeous to the point when you were walking in here with them, people out in the hallway were asking, are these real? Do you get that a lot?
Yes.
And they're not real. That's the thing. It's so funny. You're a farmer that grows fake flowers. No, but they are real. What kind of flowers are these that are fooling us all?
Well, we have anemones.
An enemy of an enemy is my friend, right?
Something like the sea urchin or something?
Yeah, right.
Right. And then we have some ranunculus, which resemble a small peony.
They're ridiculous. Ranunculus.
Yes.
You grew up in Hadley, and you grew up farming?
Yes. I grew up on my great-grandparents' farm. They purchased the farm back in 1942. That's essentially where I took root and where rooted comes from. It's both a physical and kind of spiritual meaning to it, if you will, but it's in memory of them.
And you grew up doing mostly vegetables?
I started with vegetables for a little farm stand that I had started on the family premises that eventually grew more and more. And then I decided to complement those vegetables with flowers. I think it was more so the flowers found me just because of the response I would get from customers. And that ignited some questions in my mind about where do flowers come from and where do people source them? And that's where the whole local component to this comes from.
So I just think it's so interesting that you grow these incredibly beautiful flowers and people's only experience with it is plastic. Like there's such irony to that. I think part of that, and maybe you could share with us, is that a lot of these flowers are incredibly beautiful and delicate in the sense that you can't ship them 6,000 miles across the planet.
I can tell you that these flowers haven't been treated with any chemicals. I do manage them organically. They're going to be much more fragrant. That's definitely a quality that's lost when you ship flowers. Not only that, they're going to be uncommon. They're going to be something you might have found perhaps in your grandmother's garden.
Talking with Rebecca Sidlowski from Rooted Flower Farm in Hadley, are these flowers growing outside right now? Are you growing them in a greenhouse now? Because they look like something that would be tropical practically, and as warm as it's been, it's not quite a tropical region.
These are grown outside, but they're grown within a structure called the high tunnel. So it's not heated, but it does provide them with some protection against frost and any harsh weather like wind or rain. I chose these flowers because I wanted to get something in early, something that could tolerate cooler temps, but still produce a beautiful bloom. And that's exactly what these do. And we were harvesting at the end of April, but now we're kind of in the full swing of things. So we'll be finishing up with these in a couple weeks. And then after that, these beds get turned and we're putting in dahlias. We'll start to see those dahlias probably mid-August, early September. Those are some beautiful, beautiful blooms. In the next upcoming months, we're going to have lisianthus, zinnias, some grasses.
Flowers are not cheap. And they are one of those things that some people think of as a luxury item. There's a million different philosophies you could have about flowers and how it's as important to your mind and your spirit as a delicious piece of asparagus or something like that. The flowers that we're getting from all these other parts of the world are expensive enough as it is. What's the cost to getting flowers that are grown in Hadley? Is it comparable? Is it less? Is it more? You know, because sometimes the asparagus in Hadley is more than the asparagus that's flown in from Mexico or wherever.
That's just it. That local component is an added value to these flowers. By supporting these flowers, you're supporting your community.
So you've adopted the farm share model, the idea that people pay in advance, they go out and show up at the farm and they come home with their giant bags of vegetables and bok choy and weird shaped gourds that you could never eat anyway. But you are doing this with flowers.
Yes. New to us this year is a flower share. There's two types. We've got a 10 bouquet share or 5-week bouquet share. So the 5-week is bi-weekly and then the 10-week is weekly. And this will fire up in early July and peter out in September.
So if you've really screwed up with your significant other,
you
can make amends for this for, you know, upwards of 10 weeks.
We've had a lot of people actually purchase this for gifts for someone else.
Or I could see like if your anniversary is coming up in September, like it just crescendos. You're just bringing flowers every single week.
Nobody plans that far ahead, Phil.
Plan the love.
I think my anniversary is next week. Uh-oh.
It's so hard to be a beginning farmer. Even a person like you where farming is in your blood and the soil's right there for you. And that, like a lot of beginning farmers, you have a full-time job in addition. So,
or you have a different full-time job too?
Yes. When I'm not playing in the dirt, I'm cleaning teeth.
Ah.
I work in a dental office. I will be out in the greenhouse before I go to work. I go to work, I get out, and then I'm back in it. My days off, I'm in the field 7 days a week. And in the off season, it's planning.
What do you like doing more, cleaning teeth or playing in the garden?
They're both a dirty job.
That's a perfect answer. Rebecca Sidlowski from Rooted Flower Farm in Hadley on 47 south of Route 9. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org. You can buy some flowers too.